Daryl, how on earth do you sum that game up? Goals, red card?
I'm angry. I'm very angry, to be honest with you. I need to calm down a little bit. But mentality there at the end for me. For too many weak-minded players on the pitch to see a game through. And I'll weed them out. I will weed them out. I don't give a monkeys about one defeat in 11, two defeats in. I really couldn't care less. And I look at mentality, and the mentality of it, for me, some of them is weak. And I hate weak players, you know, and they'll quickly be moved on, and we'll get one or two in, doing it the right way. Listen, people might think I'm being a bit harsh and critical of the team, but I don't care. Should we have won the game again? Yes, in my opinion, we've had plenty of chances again to win the game. Should win the game, but then that's the biggest disappointment for me. The last minute, the last 2 minutes, the goal's a shocking goal, an absolute shocking goal, and that comes down with mentality of backing off. Yeah, we're down to 10 men, but we've got to be able to be brave and make good decisions, and it's a mentality thing with some of them. And to be fair, if you go out there, you've got Sadler and Guthrie and Gordon. To be honest with you, you know, three strong-minded players out there, but that's it. You know, the rest of them they're in development, really, for me, and probably too many development players on there at the end. So we'll go again in 3 days. I'm disappointed.
It was a crazy last 10-15 minutes, and that you were on the up after equalising. Elijah gets injured. Callum looked like he was struggling. You got a red card as well with James Clyde.
Just get on with it. Do you know what I mean? Come on, it's the world, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Elijah scores a goal, then he's coming off. You know, he's injured. I have little sympathy at times. Come on, this is where you've got to be in the doldrums. You know, how much do you want to win? That desire to win, and it's just they've got to learn. These are young lads developing, but they've got to learn. They've got to learn quickly because the last 5 minutes in the footballing world. So I'm angry, and letting my feelings know today, and we'll see what response we get against Orient.
With those chances in the first half as well, from close range, you could have been up at half time and had a good sort of advantage.
How many times we said that at home this season, to be honest with you, and the reason why we ain't in the top seven or in the top half of the table because we haven't won enough home games, as simple as that. I think that's a bit down to mentality at times. I thought we moved the ball quite well at times, created opportunities yet again, had more opportunities, probably the better team on the day. Carlisle's dug in and they took the advantage of the 10 men.
Where does it leave you in terms of injuries now? Because there are 5 changes today, red card to James Clapp as well.
His illness, his injuries in the camp, you know, we go again. We patch him up next couple of days, and then we'll put a team out of it. I don't use it as an excuse. Just move on. Just crack on, and we'll get another 11 players on the pitch against Orient.
How would you have liked to have seen your side end this game today?
Listen, it's a rubbish goal. I don't know how my goalie gets beat there. The cracking save against Gunthorpe, but I don't know how he gets beat. It's the softest goal I've ever seen. Do you know what I'm saying? And it's like, for me, it's a concentration thing, a mentality thing to see the game through. So, you know, I don't want to keep tarnishing the same things. I don't want to be too, because this is probably coming across very, very critical, but I just know what's needed and required for them in their heads to go and want to be a winner in a career, and some of them are lacking that. And the quicker they get it, you know, they ain't getting pats on the backs off me. Do you know what I mean? No chance. We've got to be stronger mentally.
Let's try and pick out a positive if we can, in that Josh Gordon got man of the match today and worked so hard up front.
Mentally strong. Not a problem with Josh. Not a problem with him whatsoever. Works hard for the team. You know, listen, you know, it's just one or two, I think, that I don't know what it is with footballers and the development stage and what goes through their heads, to be honest with you, but Josh ain't one of them. You know what I mean? And, you know, my experienced boys, your Sadlers, your Guthries, you know, and the younger boys that, you know, haven't played so much game. We've got Long Mollet's not played many games. Alfie Bates not played many games. You know what I mean? She's a bit more experienced, but we've got to get more from Liam Roberts. Played 100 games now, you know, and he's been excellent at times this season, but I'm going to be critical of him today because the second goal's cost me a point. Simple as that. If people don't like that or they can't take that, they shouldn't be in the footballing world.
Orient to come on New Year's Day now. Would you have preferred a bit more of a gap now?
We'll play the games, innit? That's it. We don't choose the fixtures. We'll be ready. Thank the support again at home today. Thought they got behind the boys, so appreciate that. We'll put a team out against Orient, try and get 3 points.
Yeah, which you did try to again, was it back in October? Really good first half performance on that day. You'll be looking to try and get a second half performance to match.
Try and bounce back. That's what we've got to do, isn't it? I'm frustrated today and disappointed and angry that we haven't built on something. You know, check a point there, wouldn't you, at the end with the Grenade 10 in the last 15 minutes. But like I say, disappointed that we haven't held on.
Yeah, final question. I mean, it's the home form, isn't it? It's 2 wins, 4 draws, 6 defeats.
Yeah, that's been the problem, isn't it? But a lot of home games, we've been a better team.
Yeah.
The fine lines of the footballing world. And, you know, I think areas of the pitch we need to strengthen in the window, obviously. Strengthen the squad, 3 or 4, not wholesale changes. The group's a tight-knit group. Spirit in the camp's very, very good. the effort and the endeavour's good. Just a mentality thing, really, to get him used to being a winner on a consistent basis. And I think one or two in my end team there are lacking in that department massively. And if they don't learn quick, they'll be on the merry way.
Thanks, Darren.
Cheers, thank you.
With criticism, especially from you as the manager, at times like today, it's needed, isn't it? You need to come out and say
I'm not a muddy cuddling manager. I want to be a winner. Mm. Do you know what I mean? So for me, is that what you'll happen is in any group of players up and down the country, you know, some teams are spending absolute fortunes. But what we do is I want to be a winner. And what you do is you weed them out, the ones that, you know, I don't think it's going to be mentality, right? Because 60, 70% of the game's won on mentality, you know, going off in the mindsets of players. And like I say, one or two have fallen short of that.
The four key players that were missing today, the fans will be wondering whether that's rotation or injuries or anything. You could shed the light on that at all?
Yeah, injuries and illness.